Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, we're answering your sex and relationship questions, including the best way to date in an open relationship, how much to share about your sexual history, what to do when your husband's porn preferences hit a little too close to home, also tips on how to tie your partner up and rock their world. Thanks for listening. You know how I'm always encouraging you to get a little more adventurous in the bedroom? Well, our friends at Sport Sheets, you know, the ones who pioneered easy-to-use bondage gear, have just released the perfect products for your next adventure, the all-new Midnight line. Midnight is a collection of sophisticated, playful, and adventurous accessories like lace cuffs, blindfolds, and one of our favorites, a lace collar and leash. Hey, producer Madison, remember that time I led you around the trade show wearing one? How was that for you?
You know, surprisingly good. It's really comfy. I liked it more than I thought I would.
I know, right? Fun for everyone. Want to turn up the adventure dial a little more? No problem. Midnight has a whole selection of high-quality nipple clamps that not only feel amazing, but are really beautiful, too. Hey, producer Madison, remember that just kidding. Okay, don't underestimate a little nipple play. Trust me. Each item in the Midnight collection is made from the highest quality materials. Everything is nicely weighted and feels amazing to use. These are really the perfect way to bring a little special twist to your sexy playtime. Sport Sheets has been keeping couples connected for more than 20 years, and the Midnight collection is their latest masterpiece. To check out this or any of the other fun Sport Sheet products, click the Sport Sheets banner on my website or visit sportsheets.com. That's sportsheets.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can find out all the information about the show, how to find us on social media and all that stuff. I just want to thank everybody for subscribing to the show. It really helps us out. You can subscribe on iTunes and all the other places where podcasts are not sold. It just helps us and helps us do a lot of great shows for you. So we appreciate it. And also, you can find me on social. It's at Sex with Emily across the board. Another thing I got to tell you about is it's October, okay? So we all know this month is about some freaky stuff, right? Halloween, all that. But the Sex with Emily team has decided to go in the other direction because we're taking the freak out of freaky sex. Why? Because so many people still feel shame, confusion, embarrassment about what they're into behind closed doors. And I don't want you guys to feel bad about what turns you on. You're always emailing me. Is this normal? Is this okay? It's all fine. And I want you to fully embrace it, especially this month. Well, I mean, always, but we're going to start this month. So we're looking at ways that you can explore your sexuality, your fetishes, your fantasies. I mean, whatever turns you on, it's all good. So check out the site for blogs and social media all this month about all things kinky. And we want to hear from you about your stories. And if we do hear from you, you might just win a sexy prize because we're doing a month-long giveaway. This is what you got to do. Just this. What's your hottest fantasy? You know, the one that always gets turned on, like that fantasy, that go-to. And if you email it to me at feedback@sexwithemily.com, you can win one of the three sexy prizes. And one, of course, is a magic wand original, because I know you want one. And you can change your name. It's cool. We won't, like, exploit it and send it to your mom and stuff. We're fine with that, because we know she might still have some shame around that or embarrassment. But we want you to feel good about it. So, again, learn more about it at sexwithemily.com. And I've got one more thing to say before I get into Anderson. He's sitting here. I'm very excited to see him. Okay. You know how much I love lube. In fact, I'm sort of obsessed with lube. And I'm totally okay with it. But Joe, they asked me, they said, Emily, what's your favorite lube? Do you like lube? What's the deal? We want to help you make your dream lube. And I've been talking about this for a few weeks now. And if you go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube, you take a very short survey. You're going to help me create with Joe a dream lube, a brand new lube we design together, and 10 lucky participants who take the survey will win a Joe prize package worth $100, which they have really cool stuff at Joe. It's not just lube. They send you just like, they have like lotions and potions and it all smells really good and it's fun and slippery and nice. So go to sexwithemily.com/dreamlube. Or click on the Dream Lube banner. And also, we've already been getting so many overwhelmingly amazing responses. I read them all, believe it or not. I did read. I was on an airplane and I read it all. And it was just great to hear your feedback about the show because we have a few questions in there about that. But it's really quick. And thank you, everybody. I love hearing from you. Whew! Anderson, what up?
That was a mouthful.
Dude, I know. I tried to make it quick because people were like,
I like the taking the freak out of things, though.
Right?
I was afraid you're going to say, like, only missionary from now on. But no, what you're talking about is you're going to make people feel like not freaky.
Yes.
For their freaky freakdom.
You're fine.
Like sucking on toes might be a thing.
I'm cool with that.
You're cool with that.
Yeah.
Like singing the national anthem might be like the only way a person can climax, and you're okay with that.
Dude, it's all fine.
You will de-shame them.
Exactly.
I love it.
I love it too because everyone was like, am I normal? Is this fine? It's all fine. And this month, I want you to all just be fine with
what
who you are.
Up, Em? Have you,
God.
Have you had any relationships and broken up? Have you had any children? How many birthdays have you had? It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Oh my God. It feels like it's been forever. No breakups.
You look younger.
I do?
You look younger.
I feel younger. Yeah, thank you.
Look good.
That's so weird because I'm jet lagged right now.
Do you think
now.
It's because you're sucking on the wet head stuff all the time? Got vitamins in it?
I love my wet head. This is my... Okay, everyone asks me what this is.
It makes you a little uncomfortable. If you're sitting across from Emily and she's constantly squirting this stuff onto her.
It would only be weird if I got on my knees and was about to give you a blowjob.
That's what it's for, though. It's for blowing people, and she's constantly like prepping.
It's okay, so it's by Doc Johnson.
I wasn't asking for another plug here. I'm just saying.
No, because people always want to know what I'm spraying in my mouth. The point is.
That is the question on the streets. I hear people talking. I was waiting for the red light to turn green
about it.
On the corner.
I feel fine about it.
What is it that Emily's always squirting in her mouth, a guy said?
Dude, I wish it was more interesting. But no, this is, okay, so a lot of people, when they're, you know, one of the number one tips
dry
for
mouth,
great blood.
The stoners, yeah.
Yeah.
Stoners
or
get
anybody.
Bad head, yeah. No, cotton mouth.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Uh-huh. Thanks for answering the question with the question, that I didn't answer. So
don't you think it's developed for stoners, though? Because they love to
do you know
get
how,
high and sit around and bang.
It's really hard to sometimes produce enough saliva to make a blowjob wet enough. Mm-hmm. It just is. You can't keep a, like, there's certain things you can
I
do.
I wouldn't know.
So this, good. I mean, not good.
I've been in jail three times.
If you're into giving blowjobs, I'm totally, it's not freaky, and I'm totally fine with that.
Right.
So the thing is, it makes your mouth less dry. When you're on the radio, or when you're on podcasts or talking, you can do that, like, and that would be annoying. And so now...
I just had a flashback. It was a terrible flashback.
Oh, no. Of what?
All right. I don't want to get into too many sordid details. But I remember I was with a couple girls. I was like dating two girls at once for a minute. And it was pretty sweet. It was back in the 90s when I was like a totally different person.
Right.
And
Anderson.
Yeah. And there was these two girls that were kind of like, they were together. And then I was kind of like their third wheel for a minute. For probably about 2-3 weeks. It was a lot of fun. But
what do you mean they were together? Like, as
they were like a couple.
Okay.
And then I was like their toy for a minute, and it was fun. But I remember I shut the room down and I turned both of them off when they had like introduced a toy, and they were showing like how they blow the toy, and we weren't even having sex or anything.
Right.
And then I gave it a whirl. I put it in my mouth, and they were both like, I
you
didn't
gave
need
them
to
a
see.
What?
I put this sex dildo toy, dildo thing in my mouth. Like, I was like showing how
they,
I would.
They're like, we never need to see that again.
Yeah, we don't need to see that, Anderson. They're like, just shut everything down. It was terrible.
Man.
I forgot about
that. Yeah, lesbians probably don't think it's hot if you're sucking on it.
But there are a lot of ladies out there that like gay porn.
Totally. But, right. Absolutely. Maybe,
but
right.
Not me.
Not this group of lesbians.
These two did not like it.
Right.
I think actually they ended up hooking up later that night without me.
Oh, dude.
Nothing worse than
that,
sitting in the living room.
Was that the blowjob buzzkill?
It was kind of it killed it.
The phallic kill.
That so if you find yourself in that position, guys, don't do what I did.
Don't stick it in your mouth. Unless you're into that kind of thing, and it's totally fine. See?
Right.
We're all about acceptance this month.
D-freak.
So there's a few things. Yeah, I haven't seen you in like a month. I know we have so much to catch up on. And we've got a really action-packed show today.
A lot.
But I wanted to give a shout out and tell you what happened. So, you know, I went to She in New York.
Uh-huh.
I love you. Where's She? Yeah, thank you. The Sexual Health Expo, and which was amazing. I've talked about it already, but it was, I've never in my life met as many listeners in 2 days, in 11 years of doing the show. I probably a couple hundred people came, and it was amazing. And they wanted to know where you were and all this stuff. But
they wanted to know where I was.
Yeah.
I was in LA.
I know. You could have come with me. Uh-huh. But you're busy, like, making movies, making babies. It's okay. But you know who came? So it was a lot of listeners. They're like, thank you. And it was just, and for me, you know, we're in LA.
No,
I'm in the car. Like, I don't meet listeners that often. And do you know who came is, do you remember the email from John? He was the gentleman who lost his wife.
Yes. And I was researching porn at that moment.
Yeah,
yes.
And you were distracted, but then you helped him, and then we apologized and thanked him.
He was such a sweet guy.
And he came.
Oh, he did.
And he was so lovely. Okay. And he just said,
not like
you.
At the show. He went to the show.
I don't know what happened after he left, but when he was there, he showed up at the show.
Yes.
Not everything.
He arrived.
Sex, Anderson. He arrived. And he was so sweet and so thankful. And I was just, my heart, like, I had tears in my eyes, and I was just so grateful. So
he's doing good. He's dating somebody now.
He said our advice was really helpful. He lost his wife and he was kind of feeling like pressured into dating. We gave him advice just to kind of like take it easy and take care of yourself and build a group of community.
Most
of
memorable email for me. I remember that one very, very well.
Right. So anyway,
and the
I met
subsequent
him in
emails that came out.
So John, thank you. And thank you to all the listeners for coming. Cause it was,
for arriving.
Well, we had a climax fest after.
Did you?
That was fun.
Emily's 500?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was, I didn't tell you about that. okay, but tell me about like everything.
Right. Yeah. Let me do a couple quick plugs here
and then
we can move on with the program. As many of you probably already know, I am on a quest to make my first feature film. For the last 20 years of my life, this is no lie, every single morning when I first wake up, my first thought is, you're a loser, Anderson, you have not made a movie. Well, it's finally, looks like it's finally happening. Raising funds to make my first feature film, and it's a really fun feature film, and it's a really cheap feature film. And I can make it for not a lot of money. So at groupersthemovie.com is where you can go to help support. Giving us a follow is a huge, huge thing. If I get 1,000 followers of the project at groupersthemovie.com, we unlock a gift box for filmmakers. So we're up to like almost 600 follows, I think, right now. And it's an $8,000 gift box that gets unlocked if we get 1,000. It takes about 30 seconds. They just need your name and your email, and I don't spam you. You might get one update a week during the campaign.
And it's really great to check out your
and my video, my pitch videos there.
It's actually really, that's a piece of art.
And it's a crazy movie that I have written and that I've dreamed up. You know, it comes from working on Loveline for all those years and working with Emily and working in this world. And it involves two homophobes who get strung up together and are forced to choose to be gay for each other because that's what they've been spouting off and they've been, you know, gay bashing and saying homosexuality is nothing but a choice. So this woman captures them and says, hey, you can prove your little theory now. Be gay for each other if it's just a choice. And that's the jumping off point. There's a whole lot involved in this movie. Can't wait to make it.
I'm so proud of you, Anderson.
And we also have a perk that involves you, Em, and your team.
I know. This is exciting.
It's called Brunch with Emily, and it's on there. You can see it. It's a little pricey, but there's a very few of them, and it's going to be a very memorable, fun day if you choose this perk. It's $500, and Brunch with Emily and her team. I will be there, and we're going to drink mimosas, and we're going
to
be...
We're going to have a little gift packets helping everyone, and...
Yeah, you're going to bring like sex toys and stuff to give away. And
if you're into that sort of thing.
It's going to be like at a chic little Hollywood restaurant out here. Yeah, it's going to be a really, really fun little like mid-afternoon, mid-morning party.
Right.
Right?
We're going to have a party. And I can answer sex questions. And we're just going to hang out. We are a good time.
It's going to be a great time.
And support Anderson, because I just got to say that I'm not... a lot of those like Anderson, you're a loser conversations, not only do they happen in the morning, but sometimes they happen in the parking lot at Loveline before the show.
I get down on myself. I really do. And I've directed 10 shorts now. I'm ready to make a feature, and this one is going to make some noise. So be a part of it.
And
get
I'm proud
involved.
Of you. And all the short films you've done have won awards. And
they've been all over the place.
Talented filmmaker and,
thank
and
you
a good
very
friend.
Much.
And
I wish I was into writing a novel. I could just do it on my own, and I wouldn't have to bother anybody. But making a movie, it takes a small village. So please
and support and buy our package, because we want to have brunch with you and hang out.
It'll be so much fun. And you'll walk with a bunch of toys and sex toys and a morning that you will never forget.
And I'll answer your questions.
Probably a bit of a buzz. And Emily's really, really fun to hang out with.
I'm fun when I'm drunk.
As is her team. So
right. Aren't I fun drunk?
Oh, you are
fun
drunk.
Except for when I talked during my
Well, we're not going to be at a comedy show, so you won't be able to heckle.
That was fun. Okay, so
thank you for that. Thanks.
I'm
bad at plugging.
That was really succinct.
It's weird plugging my own stuff.
I know,
feels
it's
weird,
really hard.
But it's so important to
that
me.
Was great.
It really is. And also, this is the last time you're going
to
see me before
dude.
I'm a dad. My wife's due date is yesterday.
I can't even believe it, Anderson.
Her due date's yesterday, and
like,
I'm sitting
you're
there.
You're going to like have a baby in your arms next time I see you.
I know. I think Stanley, my dog, was really good practice. But everything's about to change. Everything's about to change.
He's still going to get love. Honey, I'm really excited for you.
Thank
you. It's a big time. So, wow. Yeah, dadhood. We're going to support your ass.
But I'm so glad that she kept the baby in her belly so that I could be here, because it's been
too
long.
That was nice. It was like touch and go if you were going to be here. And I tell her I appreciate that too.
Okay, I will.
Although I'm sure she wants to get that.
I've had her clenching. She doesn't know why, but I've been having her do Kegel exercises just to keep the baby in so I could do the show today. That was the main
that
reason.
That was really sweet. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Anderson.
Kegel camp.
Big day. Kegel camp. Oh, yeah. Do your Kegels. Okay, wow. That was a lot.
You got any sex in the news for me?
I do.
Yeah.
Thanks for asking. Okay. Getting busy in cars is still a beloved American pastime. Mm. Lest you think it went out in the 70s, mm-hmm. because it did. Actually, it did go out in the 70s.
It did, because
you
bucket seats.
Exactly. No, the decline in the 70s because of rising gas prices, the shrinking size of cars, the closing of the drive-in theaters.
Sex in a Yugo is no fun.
I've had sex in basically a Yugo. I'll get to that in a minute. An increase in anti-parking, not a Yugo, but a Geo Prism. An increase in anti-parking regulations and advancing urban sprawl, all that stuff. People are like, you know what? F this sex in the cars. Well, now there's new research because people are, you know, really researching important things right now in the world.
Yes.
And they found out that 61% of
hair
men,
loss and boners,
58%
man.
Of women report engaging in some kind of sexual behavior when in a vehicle.
Uh-huh.
So it found the most common time participants had sex in their cars was during their junior and senior years of high school.
Makes sense.
More than half reported parking out in the country to get down and dirty in the backseat of a standard car and not necessarily a pickup truck or an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
See, this part hasn't changed in the 70s, probably, or the 80s, or the 90s. Sessions were brief, less than 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. but 6% said they went for more than an hour.
Wow.
And here's the part that's like, duh.
Road trip.
More men than women, 86% versus 48% reported having an orgasm.
Wait, 86% of dudes?
Yeah, 48% did not. Mm-hmm. Sounds like regular intercourse. Yeah. But the truth is, when you're in the car, it's always like there's things going up inside you. And it's like, it's never,
well, that's
and
set,
it's stressful.
Emily.
No, but it's like things you don't want.
Speaking
inside
of things
you.
Inside you in cars, I saw a video once of a woman banging her stick shift. Yeah, it was interesting.
Really?
She's
like
actually shifting it and stuff. Yeah. I don't know how she reached the clutch, though. That was probably tough for her. But she was actually
on top.
You think
there was like a stunt there, down there, someone's working the clutch?
The car wasn't in motion, but she was riding that stick shift, and I'd never seen anything like it.
God, that's a great visual.
Probably Google it.
Thanks for sharing. Yeah, like Google that stuff right now. People not do it after the show. Also, we wrote a blog about this to make it more orgasmic for both parties. It's called Backseat Windows Up, Your Guide to Seriously Hot Car Sex. And people really love this blog because I'm thinking like, don't you already know how to car sex? But no, we love it. It's a really fun one and people.
Tinted windows are kind of a must.
I got tinted windows now. So here's the, I started doing a little perusing through my memory of my car sex.
You ever get caught?
I did.
Yeah, so did I.
So you did?
I think most people get caught. If you do it enough in the car, you'll get caught.
Well, I just got it. Well, the weird thing is the one time I got caught was randomly after high school. I had a boyfriend visiting. I was living in San Francisco, and my boyfriend was from San Francisco.
That's good.
He came home to visit my family over Thanksgiving. And I must have been like 25. What was I? Like 25. I graduated.
But you got that whole feeling like you're in high school
again.
I was like, come see my high school.
So I was like, come to my high school.
Right.
And we went to the parking lot, and then we like by the bleachers, and we started like fooling around in the car. And
you probably
like,
felt like a high school
up.
Senior.
Yes.
Again, right?
But the cops came up, and I got busted when I was like 25 for having
sex in high school. How'd they approach it? Did they pull him away first?
No, they weren't mean about it, but they're like, hello, what's going on down
here? My cops are great because they pulled her away first. They pulled her out of the car and
pulled
they made
out?
Sure that she was consenting.
Snapping, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet.
That was the first thing they did, which I appreciated. It was nice. Yeah.
And they threw you both in jail.
No, they just told us to leave.
Same. That happened to me. But then I realized I started doing all this, you know, through my memory bank that when I moved to San Francisco after college, I drove out in a Geo Prism. Do you know what Geo Prism is?
They're small, right?
Really small.
Yeah.
And they're not great cars.
No.
But I was...
Sorry to any listeners who are driving a Geo.
No, if you haven't, they don't even make them anymore.
I'm sure yours is fine.
The reason why I got a Geo Prism is because I had...
Cool name.
No. It's because I had to buy... Okay, where I grew up.
Yes.
I don't know what it's like where you grew up.
You grew up in Michigan.
Like you're 16.
Yeah.
There's
I grew
no
up in
buses.
LA. You have to have a car.
Right. Well, same with LA. Yes. There's no buses. There's nothing. You can't.
There's
so
buses.
I worked all through high school and I could pay for half. My parents would pay for the other half.
Oh, that's nice.
From Michigan, you have to get an American car.
Right.
People hate you if you don't.
Uh-huh.
And it's the right thing to do in Michigan, or it was at the time.
Right.
But I wanted a foreign car. The point is, it was a Honda and it was like a GM or something like that. I don't remember now. So the point is, little
the Geo was like a hybrid car?
Hybrid car.
A hybrid country
and my
car.
Friend,
I didn't know
when
that.
I moved, so I had that car for 7 years. Like I moved out to California. It was red. It was not a cute car. You could look it up. But the point is, I had sex in that car. So I went out to Boston one summer and at camp, and I went to a summer camp and I had sex in it a lot. And,
right.
And I never got caught, but it was a very little tiny space.
All very American things. So did you ever get shamed for driving this non-American car on the road by your...
No. It was half American. And once I moved to San Francisco, no one cares. But in Michigan, you really like people throw stuff at you.
Do they really?
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, you know, Motor City.
Right. Not anymore.
Not anymore. But then at the time, I don't know, still, no. I'm
it's coming
you,
back.
My mom, still her client, like she still has an American car. She has like a Lincoln. Like you have to like a nice one. But still, you got to like... do it. So and then I was at Burning Man and I had stayed in my boyfriend's car, which was not an SUV, and had a lot of sex in the car. So that's my story. But the other story I want to tell you,
Burning Man,
I'm sorry,
you got that. Balls, you do have balls for going to that thing.
I did. I went like 10 years ago before it was like a thing, and now there's like cell phones there. I'm like, it's dead. But so here's a funny thing. So I was in Germany.
Yes.
I was at Aerofame, which is the largest
excuse me, sex, what
it's called. Aerofame.
Aerofame.
Yeah,
like an arrow that flies through
E-R-O.
The air.
Eero.
Okay.
Fame. Eero fame.
All right.
Doesn't matter. But it's a, you know, I always go to these sex industry conferences in America, the States. There's many of them, 10 of them a year. But there's one. So everybody comes from all over.
All of Europe.
It's all of Europe comes.
Western
but it's
Europe.
It's all the industry people. So I went with WeVibe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they make like the top
vibrators,
couples toy.
Yes.
They make amazing toys. Like they've been around for like, I think 10 years. I remember they were like the first vibrator I ever talked about on the show.
I've been hearing you talk about WeVibe since I've known you.
Since you know me. So, and they actually have a new toy, but this isn't the point. The point is I was with them and they, at the same time,
we were in Germany, they launched their Shaggin' Wagon.
Shaggin' Wagon.
And their Shaggin' Wagon, I
Mercedes?
It's no. It looks like old like 70s like VW bus, but it's not a VW bus. And it shakes. They have it set up so it, like, when it's going down the street, it shakes. And you can get in the back seat of it, and there's going to be people, like a host, and I can I'm going to be doing this. I'm begging them, and then people are going to get in the car. I'm going to drive it, and I'm going to ask them about their sex life and record it.
Record the whole
and
thing.
I literally screamed when they showed it to me, because they did not know that when I started sex with Emily, one of my fantasies
was a Shaggin' Wagon.
Shaggin' Wagon is like next level better idea. I just wanted to get a van and drive across America and have people get in and tell me about their sex life.
Right.
And so now I want to do the Shaggin' Wagon, but I don't want to drive cross country anymore because I'm super busy now.
Yes.
I just want to drive through LA, and then just shakes and people get in and they.
It's shaking when you're like idling.
I'll show you a picture of it.
At a red light.
Yeah. It just shakes like people are, you know.
And so it
rumbling.
Makes it look like people are banging.
People are banging
that
the Shaggin' Wagon.
That is going to be an attention getter. And now are they going to ship that thing over here on a ferry, or
do
they got
them
one
to,
here?
But they want, yeah. Unless you, yeah. Yeah, they're going to get it over here somehow.
Why don't you throw a couple mics in there, and you can do the show from
everything.
Wherever you are.
I'm going to move into it. I'm going to do the podcast. I'm going to do video.
Let me ask you. This
they couldn't believe how excited. And they're like, wait, can I get it to LA? Go.
You are a sex expert, right?
Yes.
And you are of the era when you could go into sleazy motels, and some of them had little coin-operated machines that shook the bed. Remember that?
I kind of, yeah.
I've only seen it in movies. I've never seen it in real life. And what in the world is that? Where's the benefit?
It's kind of like a vibrator.
The Shaggin' Wagon reminded me of this because it's shaking and moving.
I've never seen one of those in person. I think that's
I've never seen
one.
Is it only a movie thing?
I think it's like a Vegas thing.
I've never seen one. And I kind of want to see one now.
You could probably find one like
it'd be like
in
banging
Vegas.
During
we
an earthquake.
I don't know. It's like waterbeds. What happened to those?
Oh, they're the worst.
I lost my virginity in a waterbed.
Banging on a waterbed is such a...
It's
very difficult.
Very difficult.
I grew up in the 80s, so I had to...
I grew
contest with that a couple times, yes.
The waterbed in the...
I want
anyway,
to see you in the Shaggin' Wagon for sure.
I know.
We need to make
it's
this
the
happen.
The Wee Vibe. You can check it out. I don't know. I'll put a picture of it. We'll tweet it. Something.
I thought they were actually going to sell it like consumers when you first said Shaggin' Wagon.
But it's like a thing. And I like literally freaked out. And they thought they were just like, oh, by the way. And I'm like, oh my God, I love
it's
you
It's the
guys. Equivalent
to like Wiener Schnitzel. They have the Wiener car that drives across the country.
Right. Maybe the Wiener Schnitzel should meet up with the Shaggin' Wagon.
Oh, what if it rear-ended
it? And they could
it?
Make little babies or something.
Car porn. If it rear-ended
it's car porn.
Yes.
Oh my God, this is getting better by the moment. Would you do a show with me in the Shaggin' Wagon?
I would love to be in the Shaggin' Wagon. Absolutely.
That is epic. Okay. Love that. Okay. Thank you. We're going to get into some emails.
Let's do
from
it.
The people.
Yes.
But first, I want to give a shout-out to our sponsors, and thank you, everyone, for supporting them and helping keep this show free so we can do epic shows for you.
This week, Sex with Emily comes to you thanks to the Shaggin' Wagon.
No, they didn't even... I asked her. I said, can I... I texted her from WeVibe. I'm like, Steph, can I talk about it? Like, I didn't know if it was... They might not even come up, but I hope that maybe my listeners...
Yes. Will, bombard
like,
them.
We'll tell them that I want it. Okay, everyone. If there's something I have more than toys, it's cosmetics. And I don't even use half of them. My makeup counter looks like... Well, you can probably guess. Because if you like cosmetics, yours probably looks similar. And just when things seem totally out of control, the folks at Kopari asked me to try their line of multitasking beauty products. So Kopari's products are made from 100% organic coconut oil. And unless you've like been living under a rock or something, coconut oil is huge these days. Kopari's products are free of sulfates, silicones, GMOs, and parabens, none of which you want on your skin. And I've been using Kopari's balm, their scrub, their body glow for a while now, and I love them. But my favorite is their Kopari's organic coconut melt. It is so delicious. I took one cosmetic to Europe, just one, and that was the coconut melt because it works for everything. Okay, it's great on your skin, no matter what you use it for. So like on the plane, when my skin was all like dry, you could use it like all over your body. Use it as a bath oil, shaving oil, massage oil. Not just for your skin. It's great for your hair. I have a hair mask that I put on. It has vitamin E, proteins to keep your hair long and strong and shiny. And it smells so great. Oh, it's good for flyaways. Smells amazing. And then the first time I use it, I walked into my office and everyone was like, wow, what smells so good? And it was me. And they've never said I smell good. I mean, they don't say I smell bad, but they never said I smell good. Thanks to Kopari, my skin looks amazing, my hair, everything. And my counter's all cleaned up. So Sex with Emily listeners can save 20% on Kopari products. Just go to KopariBeauty.com/Emily. That's KopariBeauty.com/Emily today. Thanks. Okay, everyone. I
Love hearing from you. And now there's a few different ways you can get your questions answered on my show. Check this. Go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Ask Emily tab, and fill out the submission form. So easy. On the submission form, you can select that you would be interested in calling in and having your question answered live on the podcast. Also, you can leave me a voicemail, 818-ASK-SWE1 or 818-275-7931. And there's a couple ground rules on this. Keep your message to about a minute. Don't include your last name or the names of anyone you're talking about. And do, as always, tell us your age and where you're calling from, where you live. That's really helpful. So again, all this info is on the website under the Ask Emily tab. Can't wait to hear from you. Okay, you ready, Anderson?
I am so ready.
Okay, so this emails. Is actually, we don't, this was a great email because I'm just going to read it. You'll see. Hi, Emily and company. I hate when people like tell you it's great and they'll be like, that wasn't great. Mm-hmm. Apologies in advance for the hella long email. And I had to edit it a little. This is Dormant Virgin from your September 6th, 2016
episode. I remember this email.
I know, on Sex Obsession. I just want to update you on my sexual journey since then. Long story short, I did it. Long story long, after I heard what you and Anderson had to say, I followed most of your advice. However, the next time I was with her for my bang check, what was bang check again?
A rain check, but for bang
check. Rain check. It was a rain check for bang check. Mm-hmm. My ED kicked in again. Not wanting this problem to continue any longer, I consulted a doctor and he prescribed Viagra. We tried again for the third time and with the pills, and I was able to stay hard but couldn't come since I couldn't shut my damn brain off. It wasn't until the fourth time with her that I was able to clear my head and just focus on myself and her, not to mention smoking a little weed prior helped.
Yeah.
Things started getting hot and heavy until all of a sudden being lost in the moment. I was able to climax with a woman for the first time. The satisfaction I received could not be rivaled by any other moment I've experienced. So I may have cheated with the dick pills and the weed, but your advice to focus on myself.
I've never heard dick pills. That is great.
But your advice to focus on myself and her, in addition to your Kegel Camp app and a little of the Joe Salted Caramel Lube, big fan of this product, helped me to overcome my anxiety and in my eyes to finally becoming a man. Now to help level up my sex life, I'm looking into taking some classes at the Somatic Institute, where you know, I take my classes in San Francisco. I'm only on the other side of the bay. I also took her, my lady friend, on kink.com's headquarters tour since she's been introducing me to some kinky stuff I never thought I'd be into, candleplay and biting to name a few. Anyway, from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much, Dr. Morris. I couldn't have done it without you and your team constantly putting hard work into a show that people like me care about. Sincerely, DV, age 31, Bay Area. P.S. Shout out to Eddie and Chimmy, who I missed from my first post. Am I forgetting anyone? Because remember, he like thanked Stanley and like menaced his dog and you.
Yes.
I love this. First of all, I don't typically read. Like, people don't actually send us a lot of, maybe they do, a lot of follow-up emails about what happens. I love this. I don't often get like all the, how it helped.
How the details, yeah.
So and thank you. And, like, we appreciate that. Like, where are they now? He's, you know, at kink.com headquarters, you know, shooting loads. And
I remember. Emily. Well, I remember that email really well. That. Like he had a hookup and he couldn't work and she said maybe next time and we had a bunch of advice about like, you know, trying to practice and imagining her and using a condom. I remember all that. So
good I wish memory that he because
said which parts he followed and which he didn't.
No,
he said
he
almost all.
He said he said that he got into his body and he focused on himself and I think it sounds like he did the Kegel Camp app and he whatever. We give him a lot. Check out the episode. It was great. So thank you.
It was a great one.
Because they're all great. Hi, Emily. I recently discovered your podcast after seeing you on True TV. You Can Do Better. It's a TV show called You Can Do Better, which I shot like
I thought
ago.
That was like an insult. I thought she was insulting
me.
Oh,
I know.
I watch True TV all the time. It has Impractical Jokers and Billy on the Street.
Okay,
Billy
it's
Eichner.
A new TV show called You Can Do Better.
Uh-huh.
And I was on it. I shot it like a few months ago and in June, and I didn't know it aired.
Is it about like ladies getting better dudes?
You know, it's about sex. The episode and Ken saw it because he saw this email. Ken
is your VP.
Uh-huh. And I haven't seen it yet, but he said it was great. Okay. Point is, it aired. I've been married for 7 years and about a year and a half ago, my wife and I opened up our marriage.
Uh-oh.
It's been
7 years.
Just let me get through the email without the commentary.
Okay.
Thanks. I've been married for 7 years and about a year and a half ago, my wife and I opened up our marriage. Right. It's been great.
Right.
Yeah. Anderson, I'm agreeing with stop you, it. Don't talk for a second. It has been great for us. Having an open marriage has forced us to be much more open and honest with each other and has made me feel less trapped in the marriage. I love my wife even more now than before. My wife dates a former coworker of hers, and until recently, I was dating an acquaintance of mine. My girlfriend recently committed to another guy, but she and I are so good friends. My question is this.
Now that I'm looking for a new girlfriend, how should I bring up that I'm in an open marriage? I want to be honest with people, but I'm afraid I will scare women off if I bring it up too soon. But on the other hand, if I wait too long, it'll feel kind of sleazy, which I am not. Recently, I met a girl at a bar and we hit it off and she agreed to hang out again. When I saw her again, I told her my situation, and while she was nice, she was uninterested. I'm nervous to do online dating because I work at a conservative financial institution. If my boss finds out, it could affect my career. A couple of women I work with know I'm married, but don't know it's open, respond very well to me and give me indicators of interest, but it's too risky to date someone from work. This is long. Should I just tell women I'm married, ask them out, and when they get confused, explain that my marriage is open? Any advice would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, Derek, age 35. Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all,
it's not the 70s anymore.
True. What's right. The problem with that?
Free love is kind of like over and done with. And I think that when he's meeting these girls, they're going to think relationship. They're not going to think bang time.
But you're wrong.
Okay.
Because actually, there's more open relationships than ever right now, mm-hmm. ever in the world. What was that stat more coming out? Like 1 in 5 or 2?
1 in 5 Americans
have an open relationship. Wow. And in fact, we often hear from people who are like, oh, can't work. It'd be horrible. And it's working for them.
Yeah.
7 years, they opened it up and he's actually not asking, like, how do we do it, which is very rare. He's saying, like, how do I find someone?
Right.
And it's where I'm not saying it's for everybody.
No.
We've talked a ton on the show about who it's right for.
But how do you feel like if they have kids? You think it's cool?
Yeah. If they have kids and they, you know, can talk to their kids about it or the kids don't know about it. I don't know. I know
hope
a lot
they don't
of people.
Have kids.
Okay.
I hope.
I know people in open relationships who do have kids. And when the kids get to a certain age, they tell them, they don't tell. It depends whatever stage that they're at. But I don't feel like, is it better to just be cheating on your partner or to be miserable and stay together for the kids when the kids can?
I get it.
The
on
kids
paper.
The kids can, if you're staying together for the kids, they know you're miserable.
Right.
Okay. Kids are like sponges.
I'm
they
a
pick
product
all
of
that
it.
Up. So exactly.
Yeah.
Look
my
at you.
Parents should. I really wanted them to break up and they didn't. And they hated each other.
Okay. Exactly. So if your parents, you know, when you're 18 and they explain, I'm sure they're not frolicking around the house having orgies, but that's another question. So that's a different topic. My point is, I'm saying that a lot of people don't believe me that they can work for people. They don't believe
right. Plus, that's not even his question. You're trying to get
his
to
question
his
question.
His question, right.
Okay. I think that, Derek, you do need to let people know right away what your situation is. And a lot of women out there might not be interested, as you found out. But I think it's better to let them know early on so you don't waste anyone's time, for sure. And you might have better luck with women a little bit. He's 35. I mean, I think a lot of women are kind of like, a lot of people are delaying marriage. They're dating around. They might be interested in just, you know, having sex. Maybe they're dating other people. People are not committing like they used to.
Right.
So I think that, you know, he could find someone who's not looking for anything serious. It's a bummer you don't want to go on apps because the truth is OkCupid has a section for open relationships. There's another one. Well, Fet Life is more for kinkier people.
Fet Life.
And then there's a meetups. Here's another thing that is actually not really a website. A lot of cities have meetups for people in open relationships.
Right.
Like they have meetups for people who like cats. You know?
I think
it
started with like dog walking and dog
totally
parks.
Did.
Yeah.
But now they have meetups.
Of course,
I would check out like meetup.com.
Yeah.
And so those are some of my suggestions for you. But I do think, Derek, that you just, no one wants to waste time.
And Derek, I know that you work at a financial institution, which is conservative, and you're worried about your boss. I doubt your boss is going to see you on Tinder. I think you could probably do Tinder, and your boss isn't going to be swiping your face one day.
It's true. And the women at work, I wouldn't sleep with the women at work. But, I mean, yeah, that's true. And he's probably on Tinder as well, anyway. But actually, OkCupid, like I said, which is not swipe app,
right,
does have a section for open relationships.
Unless your boss is like actively searching for you on these sites, I think you're probably pretty safe.
And I feel like even conservative these days, it's different. Like you're going to get fired because you're an open. But
who knows?
You know what? Yeah. People are still think things are freaky sexually. So back to October. Okay, so
a lot of hypocrisy.
And I'd love to hear how this goes, Derek, with the open relationship and finding someone. But I think it's great that you're honest and be honest with everyone.
And you know what? It sounds like he's not wearing a wedding ring, which is kind of odd too. If he's picking up girls at bars and they don't know that he's married till the second date.
What did he say? I don't know. He said it. What did he say?
He met a girl at a bar and she liked him. And then they met again and he let her know his situation. And she's like, yeah, I'm not in.
Well, a lot of guys don't even wear wedding rings. Maybe they don't because they're in a relationship.
Have
I know so many guys don't.
Wedding rings where you take them off and
in
it's
Vegas?
Gonna imprint.
Yes.
And it says I'm married on your finger.
No.
Yeah.
Wait, it says I'm like the wife gives it to him like if he's going to Vegas? What do you mean?
No, like that's like a wedding ring you can get for a husband is it you pull it off and there's like an imprint because it's like on the inside of the ring and it says I'm married. Like it leaves it on your finger.
Like it brands you?
Yeah.
Horrible. Do you have one of those? That is horrible. No. like that's just one relationship I wouldn't want to get married. I think you should pause.
I do have a tan line though where my wedding ring is. So yeah, it sucks. I need base.
I've been with guys. I've been on like foundation. Base. I've got foundation here. I've got lots of products.
Hitting a bar after this. I need to.
It's funny though, because I've definitely been in situations where I've seen guys like I was probably in Vegas or on a business trip somewhere like in China, I remember. And guys, I'd see them like talk to me and slip their ring off.
Yeah.
So
that's
sleazy.
That's pretty bad. That's a drunk move.
Yeah.
You don't get away with that when you're sober. No, you're drunk.
No, guys, I don't want to get into that. But okay, dear Emily, thanks for your great podcast. I always enjoy listening to all your advice. My question is about tying up my man. Mm. Same question you had, Anderson, when you came in.
Nope.
We had great sex, and he enjoys tying me up from time to time, and I certainly enjoy it. But I'm interested in taking control sometime and pleasuring him while I do all the work. Any tips for tying up my man? We already discussed that this is something he's open to. Also, what are other positions besides classic girl on top where I can do all the work? Thanks for your advice, Leah, age 26.
That's okay. Prime banging age right there.
She wants to tie your guy up. I like this, Leah. It's fun taking control. So my suggestion, first off, let's get the equipment out of the way. Wait, the accoutrements, the sport sheets. I love sport sheets because they were actually made for the ease of use of tying people up. They use Velcro, okay? They have amazing Velcro cuffs and they have under the bed restraints, which you can leave on your bed at all times, which I have on my bed. And yeah, it's freaking Velcro. Like, how easy is that? Tough cuff, so cuff, they can't move.
Ties hanging off your
and
bed.
And the Velcro, yeah, there are. I tuck them underneath.
At any given time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyone can see them. They're tucked under the bed.
Okay.
And so,
A minute. Does your maid come in and make your bed?
I told you about the maid incident, right? Well, she does. But I don't think she's seen them.
Okay.
Maybe she has. I don't really care at this point. She's still the Sibian. Come on. What are we going to do? She sees everything.
She tried out. Did your maid try out the Sibian?
I hope not because I clean it. I don't know. okay. So sport sheets. Yeah. Just go to their website. Click on the banner on our website. Or go to sportsheets.com because you'll love all their stuff. They have like all different, they have like their good, better, best lines. They have cool stuff and it makes it really easy. Like literally Velcro. That's cuffs, comfortable.
And it works.
You don't need a key.
Any bed because any a lot bed. Of beds like.
Oh, yeah.
They're hard. Like, with a headboard.
People are like, I don't have a headboard. No one has a goddamn headboard with holes in it anymore, right? So you have them, they go together. Like the thing about the sport sheets cuffs, I'm showing you right now, but no one can see it. The sport sheets cuffs is that your arms can go together over your head. Mm-hmm. You can do your arm to your leg. You can like, or you can get the actual sport sheet that's Velcro and put the, there's a lot of different configurations, but let me just say it's easy. You could
like wear a suit that's made of the stuff that sticks.
We did a show. If you guys are interested,
just stick your partner in any part of the bed and they just stay there.
Do you want to hear I don't want to get into this now because it'd be so totally sidetracked. But Tom, the founder of Sport Jeans, is on the show. You were not here.
No.
And I'm sorry, it was sad. But he freaking came up with this idea. Do you remember the David Letterman episode where he was Velcroed to the building? It was like in the 80s or late 80s, early 90s.
No, but I'm envisioning like super glue ads.
Literally. And he was like, oh my God, what if you could Velcro someone in a building? It came up. We did an interview with Tom from Sport Jeans. It was amazing.
So could you?
Leah.
Theoretically, turn the bed upside down and the person would still stick to it if they're not too fat?
Maybe.
That is great.
Okay, we should try that.
I love this.
Okay, so positions. There, you're right. You got woman on top and what else can you do that would make you, you could do reverse cowgirl because then you're still in control. Here's another position that I recently, like I've heard about, but then I got a press request about it last night and I was like, oh, the crab. I know it sounds, it's a bad name, but the crab is like woman on top. But your weight is not on your knees. So, you know, when you're on top, you're like on your knees.
Right.
I'm on top. Let's say I'm on top of you, somebody. Yes. Your legs are over his shoulders and you're leaning back on your hands. So like you're leaning, get it? Like
you got to have really strong triceps.
It's so hard. You do. You have to strong triceps.
You
really do.
No, but you can practice doing the dip. If you do the dip
you
at the gym.
Do dips. You can do tricep dips while you're in control here.
Every time I see a lady doing dips now at the gym, I'm gonna know why.
Right. She's doing it for the crab position. I just thought it was cool. Like, oh, the crab. And then there's also the cross position, which is like the scissors position. Uh-huh. But with the cross position, he's on the bottom and you're on the side. Oh, God. I see. This is why people always ask me for sex positions.
Right. The book.
It's hard. Right. I have a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Could Try Tonight. It's really reasonable. It's like $13. Get it on Amazon. No joke. Anderson uses it every night.
That's not true.
It's next to his bed and you can open it up and there's a lot of positions in there. Yes. But check these out. Like, online, you know, whatever, the scissors.
Put a little Velcro on the back of it and just keep it on the bed.
But here's the thing. You could also, while you're in control, because it sounds like that's what you want, I would also get a blindfold. You could, again, Sportsheet sounds like they're beginner bondage kit, or just use a necktie, whatever you want. When you blindfold him, you are taking away like his all the other senses, right? So you could just start off by like blindfolding him, tying his hands back, and like having fun, like take some, you know, massage candles, some like hot, you know, massage wax. Yeah. You can take some ice cubes, like kind of play with them.
You feathers, still got your massage tickle candles?
Them. I do have them. We don't sell them.
You don't sell them. So.
No, we no okay. longer sell them. We no longer are in business. They were great.
Yeah.
They were fun while they lasted. But other Joe makes some great candles. The point is you can do whatever you want there, and he won't know what's happening next, which is very exciting for him, especially because he's already said he would do this. So have fun with that. And I like a man who wants to be tied up. Mm-hmm. I think it's hot. Okay. Another email. Dear Emily, one thing I've not been sure on but has never really come up in conversation fully in my previous relationships. It's around previous sexual partners and relationships.
Oh, no.
How much is too much to share and how much is not enough to share? I've had more sexual partners than number of relationships. I guess that is part of the norm, but don't know what to expect in terms of a reaction. Also, I've seen a number of escorts slash massage parlors to appease my sexual desire when I was single. Should that be shared or kept quiet to myself? Honestly, I don't know what is right or wrong here.
What?
From friends I have heard where they have been totally open, and others they have not so much. So I'm lost here about what to say and what not to say. I guess it depends on the girl as well, if she's open-minded, if she'll accept it, but she may not, and then it's best not to share. What do I do? Okay, Harry, 33, London.
London.
I am so, okay. What? These questions, mm-hmm. How many people I slept with,
yes.
How much of my sexual history, don't share any of it.
Well, when I was
single. They're going to ask you, and you know why they're going to ask you? They're going to ask you so they could use it against you to torture themselves and to torture you.
Right, and they'll use
There's
it to
no sabotage. There's no other reason.
The sabotage. First thing they do to sabotage the relationship once they get to a point where they don't want to be in it, whether they even realize it or not. I used to do that all the time.
They're going
to
use
it
against you. Well, those 18 dicks you had inside of you, right? You
when I was, shit. But as far as the massage part, like when I was single, I would lead with that. I would go up to a girl in a bar, and I would just sidle up next to her and go, I love getting hand jobs at massage parlors.
No, you didn't.
That's how I would start the conversation.
Is that
no,
a joke?
Of course.
No.
No, and never ever, don't even tell Emily that. Don't tell people you go to a massage parlor.
Dude, Harry, I'm so glad you, no, but no, Harry, thank you so much for telling me, and let me be the last woman that you ever tell that to, okay?
No one needs to know.
No one needs to know, and because nothing's wrong with it. It's not freaky. It's not wrong. No. It's not shameful.
No,
don't
it's not.
Be
it's a service, and it's out there for a reason. Right. They're on every corner where I'm
not
live.
Judging you. However, people, Anderson was just there on the way here.
They really are. I don't like to, because I have a bad back, and I like to get the knots massaged out. And it's really hard for me to find a place that seems like it's on the up and up where I can get hands on my back that haven't been on penises all day.
Right.
It's distressing. That's it's very distressing.
Okay.
No, I know what you're saying. I could tell. LA, I walk in, tell? It smells like chlorine. I know what's going on in there.
Oh,
I
God.
Turn right around.
I go to a great Thai massage place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, anyway. But there's nothing going on.
I bet that they touch wieners over there.
No, they don't.
I bet they
Here's
do.
Here's the point. We are so obsessed in, I was going to say that every culture, you're in London, wherever we are, about how many people we slept with and what to tell and what to ask. This information, like people were asked because, and you might have asked a woman before, Harry, like how many have you slept with? It doesn't help anybody. It's like we're going to use it, you know, for a lot of times the stereotype is that women, they've had too much, so they're slutty or not enough and they're inexperienced or a guy is a player. And then you can never stop thinking about all these other partners they've been with. This is not useful information. But yet we ask. It's like we want. It's like watching a train wreck, right? It's like watching a car crash.
Yeah, it's like a tooth that you can't, like a bad tooth.
Yeah.
You can't.
Like you want to know, but you don't want to know. And then you're going to keep like, and then you're right. You're going to use it against him. And then you're going to be thinking about, she, you know, might be thinking about, well, maybe he's late home late tonight. He's probably getting a hand job at the massage parlor. Like
too many images in your head. And you know what? I think it really does trigger all the unhealthiest parts of a relationship for sure.
Jealousy.
And I've noticed when I'm in good, healthy relationships, it doesn't even occur to me. I don't even want to know.
Exactly.
I don't need to know. I don't want to know. I'm comfortable and I'm secure in the relationship. It's the bad relationships where I find myself wondering, like, how many has she been with?
Right.
And I hate it, but I keep looking at it like a train wreck. And I've told you, like I've been with girls where I had like all nine of the guys that they've been with, like I had their names memorized at the exact times, and like something would come up like in a movie where they'd be like
a John,
I'd be like 1995, and I'd be like, that's when she was banging that guy. That's what I would think. I really unhealthy.
It's so unhealthy. Yeah. It's absolutely true that we do, we think of all of it, like all the other partners in the past. We think you're having sex
watch through, you're like, there's 18 other guys, nine other guys. So don't have this conversation. And Harry, if it comes up and you're with a woman, she's like, so how many women have you shagged, Harry? You know what you say? You're going to say, "All you know, all I'm thinking about is the amazing sex that we're having right now. I'd love to focus on that.
None as good as you.
Yeah, none as good as you. Yeah, I don't remember. Revert I've blacked it back out. To her. Go and right back to the sex you're having.
There are the occasional freaky ladies out there and guys who get off on it. They want to hear about
previous. For real.
It's very, very rare, though. It's very rare.
It's true, though. And you can tell. But again, it's not going to be on the first month you're dating or the first week you're dating somebody. And it is true that some people want to hear about it. But I, in most cases, that's not why they want that information.
To quote Dr. Drew, he used to always say for years and years and years, I'd hear it on Loveline, more history, less history, more mystery.
Right. More mystery, less history.
Yeah.
Exactly. To quote the great Dr. Drew.
And if somebody's like really shaking you down, she's got issues, Harry. If right. someone's really demanding, right. you know?
And I feel like it's a good point, Anderson, because it really hasn't, like, I feel like it doesn't really come up. It used to come up maybe in my 20s, it came up, but I just feel like people.
When people were more insecure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one asked me. Yeah. And God knows
they
know.
Well, your okay. sex with Emily. They just assume it's in the
I'll
case.
Be like, today? Yeah. How many today?
How many today?
Okay. Another email. Dear Emily, I have an issue that's come up between me and my husband. The problem lies with me and my dislike of porn, especially certain types that he likes to watch. Some background. I'm 45. My husband is 30. And we both come from different cultures. I'm American and he's from the Caribbean. We have a wonderful exploratory sex life and usually have sex once or twice a day. I recently discovered that my husband watches porn and quite a bit of it. He watches daily, usually after I've gone to work in the morning. My problem is that the type of porn he watches always involves older women. Mm. He usually looks at mother-son clips, mother-drink-son's-cum clips, mm-hmm. and the like. I do not like porn generally as I feel it desensitizes men to real deep
is that its own genre?
Dude, there's a genre for everything.
Jeez.
Deeply connected sex. The mom-son genre stuff turns me off. I don't want to feel like his slutty mother. The whole situation makes me very closed in bed. I can't seem to get the video titles out of my head during sex. Mm-hmm. I've spoken to him about this. He says I'm making a big deal out of nothing. He said he'd rather watch porn than look at other women and that he's attracted to older women. Besides my general aversion to porn, this genre turns me off. I know porn is healthy and normal. Can't get over it. Thanks for all your advice. I love your show, Lisa. Okay, this porn question, we get a lot of different variations of this from men and from women. Here's the thing, Lisa, and all of my amazing listeners.
I hope you're going to ask what I need to ask. What's his mom look like? Is his mom in the picture?
No.
Does he seem to really get excited when his mom's drinking milk?
What, his real mom in real life?
Yeah.
No.
That's what he's looking at?
No.
I'd be very concerned.
God, I wouldn't. No.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Here's the thing. Men are going to watch porn. Mm-hmm. They just are. I understand this is super confusing for women. And women watch porn too. They watched it before he was dating you, during... You know, they just do. And it's part of men. I was going to say after, but you guys are going to be together because you guys are super happy except for this porn thing. I feel like guys are hardwired to like watching porn, like watching people have sex, talking about sex, like reading about sex, hearing about other people have sex. And it's like hardwired into your brain. And I know that men get aroused, you know, you get aroused easier a lot of times than women. And it's a stress reliever, like masturbation.
Right.
It just is. Okay. Porn is going to happen. And I feel like there's all these couple, you know, and yes, it can be a problem in some relationships for sure. Porn addiction, you know, whatever you want, people being reliant on porn and they can't have sex in real life. They can't ejaculate. They can't get hard. These cases exist in the world. But typically, it's separate. It's not equal. It's just a separate release.
And a lot of guys watch stuff that they're not necessarily, they don't want in real life. They just want to watch it like a two-dimensional.
It's a rich, we all should have rich fantasy lives, okay? But I get why this is also just disturbing because it's the older woman.
And this might be his thing right now. Like, you know, guys go into phases and they get into certain things and then they move on. It's like, you know, it's like any pastime.
Right.
It's like any hobby.
But like, how is it so different than when men were reading, you know, reading porn magazines, reading Playboy? It's like, because your other concern, Lisa, is that you feel like it takes away the deeply connected sex that they're having because he was watching porn earlier in the day. And again,
Totally separate.
He's with you. And I'm not saying that people have sex and they think about other things sometimes, but I'm not like, it's going to happen no matter what. There's going to be fantasies that happen. I'm sure when he's with you, if you feel deeply connected to him, he's deeply connected to you and your sex is fine. You have this aversion to porn and I understand it, but porn isn't going anywhere and it's not going to harm your relationship. In fact, it's very healthy for men and women to have rich fantasy lives outside of their relationships.
It just is. You don't always have to share it with each other, but it's part of being healthy and having a good sex life.
Right.
It just is. And I'm sure he fantasizes about you as well. And again, I get why this is disturbing, but he's not going to stop watching this porn. Like, he's you're a dude, so I don't want to speak for penises everywhere.
I think the biggest concern that she
you
might
started
have
off very concerned, yeah,
is you know, they're having sex twice a day, and he's looking at porn. There might be a little porn addiction going on here, and something to keep an eye on. That's what I would have to think.
Porn, okay,
three times a day. If he's climaxing three times, four times a day, that's a lot. It's a bunch of
he's 30
drinks for mom.
He's 30.
Yeah.
I don't know if he says she goes to work earlier than he does. Mm-hmm. Like, the reason why we would know would be a problem is if he wasn't going to work.
Yeah, if he wasn't going, he didn't leave the consequences.
House. Consequences.
Yeah.
He couldn't orgasm during sex anymore. He couldn't get hard when he was with her. He couldn't please you. And it was really disturbing in his day to day. Yeah, there's consequences. Are there consequences, Lisa, besides what you're feeling right now? I just want to know. Mm-hmm. If there are any of those things do arise, we might have a problem. But, you know, he could be watching other kinds of porn. It sounds like you'd still have a problem with it. And I'm just trying to get people to embrace porn. Like, I know that there's, again, people have problems with porn for a lot of different reasons, but it's
a weird thing. And I don't envy you ladies at all to have to like deal with browser histories and seeing like what your guy is looking at. You know, I haven't really ever had to experience that in another relationship.
Because you clear your cookies.
What you do is you get Bing and you go on Chrome and you just always go to private. You go to private. Incognito.
Thank you for that hack.
Yeah, incognito. That porn hack. And and Bing's always the best. Best Google
search. Here's the thing. Yeah, thank you. That's good.
Best search engine for porn.
The thing is,
you can hover the arrow over it, the cursor over it, and it actually shows you a little preview before you actually click on it. Yeah.
Wow.
Remember when Bing came out and it was like a big thing? Like they were really trying
to
take the market. Well, they realized that they cornered the porn market, and they don't
so
really
everyone's surfing porn. I don't even know.
It really is the best search engine for porn.
Thanks, Anderson. Mm-hmm. That's a really great service, sure. And Lisa's going to appreciate that too because she tells her husband. But here's the other thing I want to say about porn. I've said this a lot on the show. If you've been listening, like I was 25 years old, having the best sex of my life at the time. I thought I was one time, and my boyfriend, I found out, watched porn, and I was so upset. And I was really like, I thought he wanted to be with a woman who's blonde and big boob. I didn't get it. I'm like, to me, it was the best sex. It was like, really though, I had my first orgasm with him. It was a whole thing. And I really didn't understand it. And I did not have the knowledge that I have now.
Right.
And I actually didn't have a lot of this knowledge until I started doing this show about 12 years ago and started hearing from all these men and women and studying it and understanding that it is just a natural part
it
of
sucks,
desire and sex.
You just
got
to understand that it's so, totally separate and every dude does it.
Yeah, they do.
Just about.
It's not going away. Yeah. So that's what we got time for.
Cool.
Thank you, Anderson.
Thank you, Em,
for
having
me.
Thanks for squeezing me in before my baby is squeezed out. I feel like... If my wife sneezes, I'm worried that he's going to shoot out. So pregnant.
I know.
She's 9.5 months pregnant right now.
That's crazy.
I know.
I'm so excited for you, actually.
I'm pretty pumped, too.
I can't wait to meet the little one. And I can't wait for you to give birth to the baby, your wife, and give birth to your film.
You have any little sucking toys? Like any kind of like little pacifiers? Look like wieners?
I have a wiener pacifier.
Yeah, I bet you do. Mm-hmm.
I do. No, actually, believe it or not, they've kind of... In that market, there's a teddy bear sex toy.
What?
There's a teddy bear sex toy.
That's for the furry population.
Teddy love, community. Teddy love. Don't worry, I already got
it
for you.
No, don't give me any penis laden.
Okay, and
teddy
check
bears.
Out Anderson's film.
GroupersTheMovie.com, everybody. Thank you
and
very
then
much for checking
brunch,
it out.
Too.
You can see the 3-minute little pitch video that I agonized over and put together over there. And giving us a quick follow is a huge, huge help to the campaign.
Yeah.
And come have brunch with us.
Let's have brunch, mimosas.
Emily and her lovely ladies.
Yeah, and guys.
And guys.
Andy,
and
Eddie. It's going to be a great time. Okay, I love you all. And follow us on social media. Keep subscribing and emailing and... I just love you all for listening. Thank you. And thank you, Madison. And thank you,
Eddie
and
Nate.
Ken. And thank you, Lori and Jamie and Nate and all the wonderful people who make Sex with Emily great. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You know what I never get tired of? Talking about the magic wand. Seriously, it's like telling stories about your best friend. I actually think I have more stories about my magic wand than I do my best friend. The magic wand was part of my life long before it was part of the show. And now it's time to make it part of your life too. For more than 30 years, the magic wand has been the trusted toy that women around the world reach for first. In fact, check this. Time magazine just named the magic wand as one of the top 10 most influential gadgets of all time. We're talking next to the iPod and the calculator. Time magazine, people. If that doesn't say it all, I don't know what will. The perfectly sized original magic wand delivers amazing power and control and is incredibly simple to use. Just plug in the 6-foot cord for uninterrupted pleasure. For more information on the magic wand, visit magicwandoriginal.com today or click on the magic wand banner on my website. Let's talk about the orgasm gap. You don't know what the orgasm gap is? Okay, so a little refresher. Men take anywhere between 6 to 8 minutes to orgasm during intercourse. Women, between 20 and 40 minutes. You see the issue here? There's like a gap. Even if you don't have an issue with premature ejaculation, the fact remains women take longer to achieve orgasm than men do. A lot longer. But you can take action. You can. For starters, more foreplay. Foreplay is not just a suggestion. It's actually mandatory. And to help you narrow the orgasm gap during intercourse even more, try Promescent. See, Promescent is a clinically proven, FDA-approved product that can significantly delay ejaculation. So, why is that a good thing? Because if you're able to last longer, you'll have less anxiety about performing. You can focus on being in the moment with your partner, enjoying sex instead of stressing about it. And your partner gets a benefit of a longer, more intense experience. Doesn't that sound much better? Does it sound more fun? No more gaps? Lot more sex, lot more orgasms. God, this sounds good. Promescent is a topical spray that gets applied to the penis to improve a man's stamina. Unlike common delay sprays that make you numb, Promescent is quickly absorbed, allowing you to enjoy the sensations of sex. When used properly, it won't transfer to your partner, which, trust me, nobody likes. What other product can help you last longer, have better sex, reduce performance anxiety, and improve your relationship? Exactly, none. And it's easier to buy Promescent than ever before because now it's available at your local Rite Aid and Target too. That's right, you can run out, get some today. Of course, you can also click on the Promescent banner on my site or visit promescent.com today.